FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm on a train right now to New York City, so doing well.
Sweet. All right. Well, nice. Well, we got good reception then. That's great. You know, I want to ask you about this Ayers, who was supposed to supposedly be the pick to take over for John Kelly at the White House. Obviously, I'm assuming you know him. You worked for the vice president for a while. The media is acting like this is some shocking, breaking story. And what's the real story here?
Well, I can tell you, I've been lucky enough to know and know Nick and work with him for years now. And anyone who knows Nick Ayers knows that despite all of his tremendous success and dedication, there's one thing that's above all of that, and that's his family. He has three young triplets, and it's been widely talked about in the vice president's office for many months that he was probably thinking about hanging it up at the end of the year and going home to Georgia to spend more time with his family. So I mean, I know he's honored to be considered for this position by the president, but when he looked at those young kids in the faces of those triplets, I just think he knew he couldn't stay away because that job is even more consuming than the one he has right now.
Yeah, I'm sure that it probably is. The fact that John Kelly's leaving, I mean, is he done? Do you think he's being forced out? Do we know?
Well, no. I think, in these jobs, in many cases, you realize at a certain time that there's a window of an opportunity where if you're going to stay, you're in through, the next 2 years, or if there's the time, or if the time is to come to move on. And, I always look at it with General Kelly is that, he's a Marine general, and he's commanded troops in the field, and he knows probably just as much about what he doesn't know as what he does. And he realizes that as you're entering into a political cycle, the re-election campaign, that maybe you need someone leading the troops that has slightly different skill set than what he possesses. And, I know that everyone in the White House, myself included, when I was there, had nothing but respect for General Kelly, for his service to our country in uniform and in the White House. But I'm confident that the president and the vice president will both find chiefs of staff here in the coming weeks that will set them well up for 2020.
Yeah, good. Looking forward to that. Of course, the news cycle over the weekend was all about the Mueller testimony. I saw that the transcript is out on that now, and you basically learn a whole lot of nothing if you read it, because about every other answer was, I can't comment on that, or I don't know, or I don't remember. I'm not even quite sure why they went through the trouble of dragging Mr. Comey up to Congress.
Yeah, you have to wonder, because it doesn't look like that much information came out other than that he doesn't remember very much. And so you do have to wonder, obviously, what the end game with that is. But here we are. We're still, 18 months into this investigation or so, and we've still seen absolutely zero evidence of what they're actually charged with finding, which is collusion, and there hasn't been any.
Mark, I'm not an economist, and I don't believe that's in your background either. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. But when I look at this criticism of the economy right now, and I listened to a report this morning that, we're not sure what the Fed's going to do. The Fed's trying to restrain the economy. They don't want more than 2.5% or 3% growth. They're worried about that. I had a guy on last week who was basically suggesting that, that we may be looking at a recession because long-term interest rates are not as good as short-term interest rates right now. None of this makes any sense to me. The economy is doing well. People are working. I almost worry that there are other forces at work here trying to convince us that that we're going in the wrong direction.
Well, there's absolutely no question that in many parts of the mainstream media, they would rather not talk about the economic success we're experiencing right now. Paychecks are going up at 3%. I mean, we've had back-to-back growth of 3% on wages and paychecks, which we haven't done that since 2009.
Right.
You have a record number of people working right now, historically low unemployment. You have unemployment for people who have typically struggled as groups to gain employment, such as folks that only have high school degrees and communities of color. All of it are doing very well right now, which means the media is going to want to talk about something else. We saw this happen too back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan ushered in that economic boom that we had, in that as the economy got better, the media stopped talking about it as much.
Yeah.
So we're seeing it again, but I think the American people see right through it. They know that we've got this success. And I think right now, from a Fed standpoint, you're trying to balance the, you don't want the economy to overheat. You don't want it to slow down. I think the president is leaning more toward the, well, maybe a little bit of overheating is not a bad thing, but, but, you know, that's the Fed's job to try to find that balancing act.
Yeah, I guess so. If we had 1% growth and, you know, unemployment was going up instead of down, they'd be complaining about that. So it's just amazing to me that there nothing about the economic news right now is going to make the media or the left in this country happy. So no way around it, I don't think.
Nope.
Anyway. Hey, Mark Lotter, thanks so much for your time, my friend.